This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In for a grilling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The architects of the $700 billion bailout have some explaining to do on Capitol Hill today. Congress would like to know what the heck's going on with that money. Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will testify before the House Financial Services Committee. A week ago, Paulson scrapped the original idea behind the bailout, which was buying up bad mortgage debt. Instead, he wants to focus on buying stakes in banks and apparently now other financial institutions. Plus, he's hoping to loosen up consumer credit. At a business conference yesterday, Paulson defended his sell to Congress.
When the markets froze up, we went to Congress and we said, we've got a problem in terms of capital and banks. We've got a systemic event. We're facing the collapse of a finance system.
Investors seem to be losing hope in the stock markets. The losses just keep mounting. In Asia today, the markets closed 2-4% lower. European shares are down 1% so far. The Dow is at 8273. It fell 223 points yesterday, another 2.5%. The NASDAQ lost 34, and the S&P 500 closed down 22 points. But Yahoo shares are up about 15% this morning overseas. Investors seem to like the idea that the company's founder, Jerry Yang, is stepping down. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Jerry Yang's tenure as CEO at Yahoo has been a rocky one. When Microsoft talked merger, Yang told the company to take a walk, then asked them back to the table months later. Microsoft said no thanks. It withdrew its $47 billion buyout offer in May. Then an advertising deal with Google fell through because of regulatory issues. Shareholders and investors called for Yang to step down. The stock's been in decline for months. Last month, the company announced it would cut 1,500 jobs in an effort to cut costs. Yang says from now on, he'll focus on Yahoo's strategy and technology. As for the next CEO, the company's hired a corporate search firm. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
GM's having trouble selling cars in the U.S., so it's going after China. Today, GM launched three new cars in China, a massive Buick Enclave SUV, a Chevy Cruze sedan, and a Cadillac CTS-V. GM sales were up 18% last year in China. We don't usually celebrate birthdays on this show, but we have to recognize this one. Mickey Mouse turns 80 today. Believe it or not, he's the most recognized figure by Americans, edging out Santa Claus and Jesus. And he's one of the world's most successful brands. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
On this day back in 1928, Steamboat Willie was released in theaters. The cartoon featured Mickey Mouse piloting a steamboat, and it was an instant hit. Since then, Mickey's eyes have gotten a lot bigger, his limbs have gotten a little thicker, and, oh yeah, he's now the force behind a $3 billion company.
Mickey evokes fun and family and just goofiness.
That's Forrester Research branding expert Lisa Bradner. She says as Disney has ballooned into a media giant, it has managed Mickey very well.
They never cheapened him. They never let other people use him. They never licensed him in inappropriate ways. And that's really allowed that brand to stand the test of time.
Bradner says powerful brands like Mickey evoke emotional responses that give consumers a reason to buy, even when money is tight. Disney knows all about that. Mickey Mouse grew up during the Great Depression.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Time for more of our series, What's the Fix? We're asking people what they think we should do to solve this financial crisis. Today we turn to animal behavioralist Richard Conniff to get his take on how the natural world would respond to a bear.
Let's take a herd of elk at Yellowstone National Park, for example. They really know what it means to have a bear threaten their security. So when they're out grazing, somebody's always popping his head up and keeping an eye out. It's an early warning system. When all the elk start to turn and stare in the same direction, it generally means there's a grizzly bear out there. So what's that got to do with the stock market? A couple of lessons from the natural world can help. First, when a herd panics, animals just get trampled and become food for the bear. We need to calm down and look out for each other. And we need real leaders to help. In the wild, strong animals sometimes walk straight toward the bear as if to say, "I see you and you don't scare me." At Yellowstone, I've also seen mother elk band together and run interference to protect fawns from a charging bear. That's kind of what Warren Buffett's been up to lately. But now we need other big money types to get into the market with everything they've got and show some nerve defending the system that made them rich. It's a chance for the Golden Parachute Gang to redeem themselves. If you're a CEO taking a federal bailout, do your job for a dollar a year and be an American hero. I saw forest fire ravage Yellowstone in 1988, and it looked like the end of the world then, too. But when I went back a few years later, the blackened areas were flourishing with new growth. The same thing happens when financial markets go up in flames. Buck up your courage, buy some stock, and the grass can be green again for us, too.
Richard Conniff is author of the book Natural History of the Rich. What's your fix? We'd like to hear it. It might not have anything to do with animals, but we'd like to hear it anyway. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.